went 2-1 in overtime before beating Huntsville by a score of 4-0 on Saturday.
Yeah, Huntsville's, you know, they hang around. They do a good job. They find a way, and you know, usually most games they're I think, I don't want to say it's their strategy, but just the way they play, they're always in the game. They're usually hanging around. So tough loss for them, but you know, big win for obviously Alaska, and you know, with their situation, I'm not sure. I haven't heard anything if they've appealed the, you know, not being able to play in our playoffs this year. So those points become important to a team like Huntsville, you know, mm-hmm. who's, you know, battling right now with a couple other teams to try and get that final playoff spot.
And the only other series was the Ferris State Lake State series. Or Ferris State won both of those games. First night was pretty close through most of the game. Ferris ended up winning 5-2. They pounded Lake State though on Saturday night 5-0.
Yeah, and it's you know, it's tough to give up 5 goals on the road and, you know, expect to win. I think Ferris' power play kicked in both those games. They had some good opportunities on the power play and finished on the power play. And, you know, CJ Mott's a good goalie. I mean, you know, he gives them a chance every night, and, you know, it's tough. I mean, we saw that early in the year. We didn't score much down there, but we didn't give anything up. And I think that's the key to beating a Ferris team. And look out for them. They're really starting to come on. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're, you know, you look at their goals for in the league, and then which they weren't scoring at the start of the year, and then you look at their goals against, you know, much better. So especially in league stats. So they're a team that, you know, they were there last year. They got a lot of guys who know what it takes to win, and sometimes you have that little bit of a hangover from the year before. But no, they're a good hockey team, and I've looked at their schedule. I mean, they get Bowling Green 4 times, and I think they get Minnesota State 4 times, like almost back-to-back weekends.
Oh, wow.
So they've got about 8 games there that are going to be huge. But they'll have a say in who wins the conference title, whether it might be them or the teams are playing head-to-head there.
So with the non-conference,
I'm happy we're done with them.
Yeah, us too.
You know, we might see them in the GLI here, yeah. But other than that, we're done league games.
With the non-conference action, then we remain tied with Minnesota State atop the WCHA with 20 points, just 3 points ahead of Bowling Green, who's another team that just, they're scary.
Oh, yeah, they're right there. And I think they have 2 games in hand on both us
and
Minnesota State. So, you know, if they win those games in hand, they leapfrog us. But, no, it's going to go down to the wire like it did last year. You know, like it went down to the last game, you know, between Ferris and Minnesota State, who won the league championship and playoffs and everything. It's going to be the same this year, Dirk.
We have the second best winning percentage in all of college hockey, Coach.
Yeah, we do. And you know, breaking down the first half, I think we'd be, you know, happy to say we're happy where we're at. You know, I think we've done a lot of good things. I'm really proud of how we played on the road. And I don't care who you're playing or where you're playing, the road stuff. And I think we're only 1 of 3 unbeaten teams on the road. I think Harvard's 7-0-1, and somebody might be 3-0-2. I can't, maybe UMass Lowell. So to be 8-0, we're the only perfect team on the road, you know, with not a loss and without a tie. And when you win 8 games on the road to start, that's good. Now we got to get our home ice act together, because we do have all those home games after Christmas. So,
yes.
And we're 5-3 at home. So now we've played some pretty darn good teams. But having said that, we have to take advantage of being at home.
All right. Your questions for Coach Pearson are coming up right after this on the Mel Pearson Show. You still have time to get yours in. DJ@themix93.com.
The countdown for Christmas has begun, and the University Images and the Campus Bookstore are ready with the 12 Days of Christmas sale. Take up to 50% off select Michigan Tech merchandise each day from December 8th through the 20th. Something different will be featured each day. For the daily special and hours, visit their Facebook page at Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and click on Like. Remember, the public is always welcome. The 12 Days of Christmas sale on now at University Images and the Campus Bookstore on the Michigan Tech campus.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. You might even say we're America's favorite local brewer. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery, and people seemed to like our hometown brew, so we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed. Where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. Just enter the born on date on the bottle. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. From farm to finish to your phone, get to know your bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Are you a business owner? Hi, this is Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whether you are a contractor, a manufacturer, a mom-and-pop business, or anything in between, the Turvo Agency can work with you to design an insurance program to meet your unique needs. As an independent agency, we represent many insurance companies. More choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. Give me, Bob Franti, or agents Jeff Mickish or Teresa Stachowiak a call, and put the Turvo Agency to work for you.
Oh, my favorite time of the Mel Pearson Show. Questions from you, the listeners, and the fans for Coach Pearson. Putting Coach Pearson on the hot seat. No, I'm just kidding.
Let's go for it, Derek. Let's do it.
Let's go. First question today. Coach, would you say that Saturday night was our best game to date?
You know, there were things in the game I liked. Obviously, the start was good. Thought we skated, competed pretty hard. We've had other good games. At Ferris State, we really played a lot of intensity. The Michigan series was, you know, we did a lot of really good things in that series too. So I don't know if it would be our best game to date, but playing a good team like that and finding a way to win, there are a lot of really good things to measure in that game.
Second question, is Mel concerned with the lack of production from the first line?
Yes and no. You know, we're going to need them to score going forward to beat some teams we're going to play on our schedule and have success. But when you're getting chances like we were, we created some good chances. We just did not finish. So when you're hot as a player, when things are going your way, you don't want to take a break. When it's not, maybe you want to take a break. And this might be a good time for those guys just to step away from the game a little bit and then come back, refocus, re-energize, and ready to go.
This same list.
And let me say this, Dirk. Yeah. They're too good of players that they'll get their points. So yeah. I'm not concerned.
This same listener says, can we expect to see any line changes at the Great Lakes Invitational?
Oh, yeah, you will. I mean, we're going to have another 10 days off here, so we'll see how good a shape or how we look when we come back. But, you'll see a lot of players over the course of those two games. You know, you just have to play at the pace and the energy we're going to need.
Next question is saying that Jamie Phillips played great all weekend, probably our best Husky. He said, but he rarely reaches to freeze pucks on side of the net. Is he coached to not freeze the puck, or is that something you want him to do?
That's a good question for Jamie or Joe. I don't know if he tells him not to. I think a lot of times he's just trying to seal the bottom of the net there, and he doesn't want to get off balance by reaching around or try to grab it. I think if he could, I'm sure Joe and I know as a coach would tell him to grab it because you don't want him. You know, we've given up a couple goals where they're banging away around the net. We just can't get the handle on it.
Right. With the flu running around, Coach, this time of year, and considering what happened to Mankato this past week and having to cancel a game, what precautions does the team take to prevent a team outbreak?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of precautions being taken right from the start of the year. Obviously, we have vitamins and the players all taking their vitamins. They get their flu shots, so we come in and do that early in the year. We really disinfect and keep things clean around the locker room and the bench area. Each player has his own water bottle just so for that reason, right. So we don't spread germs, whatnot. And each player has sort of their own glass and whatnot. So we do a lot of different things that we hope will help prevent anyone from getting sick. And I'm not sure in the Minnesota State case that, it could be food poisoning too. You go somewhere and you have it sounds a little weird that many guys would be sick all at once. As you see in the NHL, the mumps are the big thing now, right. And players coming down with mumps left and right. So I know they're taking a lot of precautions to try and keep that away from their teams. So having said that, though, knock on wood, we've been fairly healthy to this point, and we'll continue to make sure we pay attention to that.
Well, a bunch of questions just came in late. We're not going to get to all of them. We only got about 30 seconds here. Coach, what was the team's mindset on the bench after UMD's third goal Saturday night?
Well, I can't read minds. I can't tell you, but I think they were. Let me say this. Just by the talk, they were calmer than I expected. There was no panic set in or whatnot. So there was some good team talk, and I like that. And obviously, though, you're concerned. And you have to. Someone's got to get you out of it and get a good shift and get things going and turned around. But they were, like I said, fairly calm and good positive talk.
Coach, we got to go. We have more questions, but we'll get to them some other time. And Great Lakes Invitational.
Yep.
I want everybody to get their tickets if they're going down have a great holiday.
Yeah, and turn on to Fox Sports Detroit and turn the volume down and listen to Dirk call the GLI. So we'll be on there. We'll also have the Wisconsin game. I'll be on the Big Ten Network the following weekend. So a lot of opportunities for our fans who aren't we don't have the advantage to get down to Detroit. But Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays. And I just want to thank all the fans for your support. And we're really looking forward to the second half.